Proclamation number 4698 of 26th of July, 1949. Coming Need. Living Faith. Test of Faith. You have to expect an extremely great adversity in which only faith in me can sustain you, for little earthly help will be able to be brought to you, and you, left to your own devices, will have to appeal for all help from me. And then you will visibly be able to ascertain the success of profound faith, for my love will always know ways and means that you will be released from the most oppressive adversity. There will be a time when human wisdom and human will be ineffective because you lack the strength which you have to request from me. And yet, one will be able to help the other, and if he does so, his own hardship will also decrease, yet the entire living conditions will experience a change due to my natural intervention which, however, is intended to show worldly people the impermanence and worthlessness of that which alone is desirable to them. Again and again I draw your attention to this time, yet in the gear of the world it seems impossible to you that such a time still lies ahead of you. But how then will you survive if you have not already prepared yourselves for it? If no help can be brought to you on the part of the world because I myself prevent this? How can you expect help if you don't believe in me and take refuge in me? Your faith in me is still very weak, even if you profess it with your mouth and also speak my name as evidence of your faith in me. Yet true faith is to be won, and I only call true faith living faith, the firm inner conviction of what you claim to believe. But you will fail when this difficult test of faith is put to you. Only then will you realize how much more you should concern yourselves with thoughts of me, your Creator and Father of eternity, who is love, wisdom and omnipotence in himself. Thus he wants to and can help you and will do so if you have this firm faith in me. It is faith which I want to shape into a living faith through my word, which I repeatedly convey to you, and through the adversity and tests of faith to which I already subject you so that you will mature and become strong in faith before the great adversity sets in. Still regard every day as a gift and make use of it. Let your thoughts wander upwards, that is, think more often about your purpose of existence and aim, about life in eternity and about me, who is the controller and shaper of everything that exists and in whom it will be easy for you to believe if only you seriously want to and mentally occupy yourselves with him. For I truly help everyone to recognize me who only has the will to do so. And if he calls upon me I will hear him because I want him to believe in me. Don't let the great adversity approach you until you have gained this faith in me. I alone will be able to help you if all other help fails, for no thing is impossible with God. And I will provide you with the evidence in the coming time that a profound faith is able to do everything and also banishes the greatest adversity. Therefore you can also look forward to that time without fear if you have a living faith in me, in my love, wisdom and omnipotence. Amen.